from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Odyssey Station.
He came back. We had him back in there, right? It was individual, and it was some reps, and then he felt it again, you know? So he's dealing with some soft tissue stuff, and so we had to bring him back down and take him out. So, again, we'll start that process over, and we'll see where it goes.
I'm sorry, do you see this more like a week-to-week deal now instead of day-to-day, or what's kind of the track?
I think it's listed week-to-week. You know, we'll see where it goes, but, again, we're always checking up on him day-to-day.
That's as close as you're going to get to hearing an angry or disappointed Matt Eberflus, which is not something he usually does comfortably in front of a microphone, but his dissatisfaction comes through loud and clear in that answer.
Yeah, they were expecting him to be kind of an anchor of this line.
So now he's not there, and now they're already shifting people around. And Ryan Bates, who was supposed to be competing as a starting center, is now your starting right guard, but he's also injured now. And now you might have undrafted guys who are getting into this rotation for if we're projecting out to real games. Now, it's early. Things could end up being fine. But what matters now is how it affects the development and deployment of a rookie quarterback. So Caleb Williams is going to be out there. And he's going to be protected by a makeshift group. Here's offensive coordinator Shane Waldron beginning to explain how this affects the evaluation process as everybody's moving around in front of Caleb.
As the O-line has some different moving parts right now, as we try out different combinations, work with different things, that I think in the long run will help us for the full season when you get that depth built up right there. And then for Caleb, that allows him to take leadership roles with different guys that are in there, work on his communication with different groups, different centers, different guards that have rotated in, tackles. And so I think all that does is help us as a team build our communication, whether it's player to player, with the quarterback to the O-line, or vice versa with the O-line to the quarterback. And we know that's going to be so important as the season goes, especially when it comes to the protections and the IDN of everything that we do and how we want to attack a defense. So it's been great for us, and it'll be great down the road in the season.
Basically what you're saying is, regardless if it's the prototypical line with everyone healthy or with moving out, it's both a learning experience for Caleb.
Yeah, I think it helps with his communication, lets him learn different guys, his players that are around him, what the different styles are, and how to communicate with those guys, inevitably in a game, knowing that, hey, there might be different players that play throughout the season.
With that O-line in a little bit of flux, is there any concern playing him behind it in Saturday's game?
I think we got a good depth. I think Simo and Haas have done such a good job of moving those guys around, building that depth. We got frontline players that can play at a starter level. We got guys that are playing with that second group and some of the guys rotating in a third group that can all operate at a high level, and the trust is there. And I think we can operate, as an offense, depending on how we mix and match different guys when we get to that point, talking about tomorrow what the preseason is going to look like.
With
We didn't see many big connections today by the offense. I mean, just from my amateur eyes, it didn't look like a good day for the offense. What did you see from the offense today?
Yeah, I saw DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, Travis Homer. You know, I can go through a group of those explosive plays. And so feeling good about those, knowing that, hey, some of the shots down the field, you know, didn't connect on some of those. But the thing we love and shows up in the Hall of Fame game, you know, when you talk about different points in training camp and guys that get the ball in their hand and run after catchability. And to me, those are the things that really come to life as an offense grows in the games, in practice, you know, not getting frustrated if we don't connect on a deep shot, knowing, hey, we've stretched the defense vertically right there, but then we can come back and play efficient football, connect drives together, and then get the ball in our playmakers' hands.
How close is Caleb on those deep, because we saw all the deep shots, but I mean, like, is he close?
Yeah, I think, and like every one of those that happen, you know, it takes all 11. So, you know, sometimes you can be a little bit cleaner in a protection look. Sometimes we might be a little bit cleaner in a route look. Sometimes it might be the quarterback being a little bit cleaner with his feet. So, you know, every one of those plays are individual when it comes down to, you know, the why of a play not connecting perfectly. And so for us as an offense right now, that's where we're striving to get, you know, all 11 every single time we get to one of those, you know, deeper shot plays and giving us a chance. And then like Caleb did today, Tyson did a great job of it today. If the defense puts a umbrella over the coverage structure right there, finding a check down, finding a completion, and staying efficient.
Okay.
Would you like to know more about Shane Waldron?
Yes.
Sharp Football put out their fantasy preview for Kit for the Bears. Raymond Summerlin is the one who wrote it.
And you know what? Based on everything with PFF melting down, Sharp Football and others are going to find that there's a market vacuum because...
Well, you need to whiteboard that because you're continuing a conversation that we had that we didn't have with the listener.
Yeah, PFF's in trouble. There's a massive brain drain going on at Pro Football Focus, and our people you've heard on this show...
Last week!
Yeah, Munson and Spielberger and all these guys. Everybody's leaving because there is apparently a rift between the management of PFF and the people who actually do the work and know the stuff. And as a publication, it's in trouble.
So keep that in mind. Sharp Football is still out here, though. And this is what they wrote about the Bears. As part of the Sharp Football draft kit, Raymond Summerlin is posting a fantasy football preview for all 32 teams. This preview includes advanced stats, the fantasy football outlook for Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DeAndre Swift, and every other notable Bear, as well as in-depth analysis of the coaching staff, passing game, and rushing attack. Here are some notes from inside of this. Justin Fields faced a pressure rate of 48.8% last season. Tyson Bagent only saw pressure at 33.3% of his dropbacks, a number that would have ranked ninth among NFL teams. DeAndre Swift is coming off a good season overall with the Eagles, but he created fewer big plays than his days with the Lions and was well below his career rates in targets per route and yards per target. Last year, the Bears ranked 31st when targeting running backs in both yards per attempt and success rate. So a return to form for Swift in the passing game would represent a massive improvement. Then he goes through some of the statistics, lists the Bears coaching staff, talks a little bit about Shane Waldron. There were big changes to the offense this offseason, including the addition of Shane Waldron as offensive coordinator. Waldron spent 3 years as the coordinator in Seattle, taking the standard path of Pete Carroll OCs during his later years with the Seahawks. Waldron started conservatively with a 48.3 neutral pass rate in 2021, bumped that up to 59.2%, fifth in the league, while helping Geno Smith to his best season in 2022, and then was reined back in by Carroll with a 55.6% rate last season. Given he comes from the Sean McVay coaching tree, expecting him to be in that 55% range for neutral pass rate makes sense, which would be a big departure for the Bears. Over the last 3 years, the Bears ranked second to last with a 46.7% neutral pass rate. The other big change comes at quarterback, where number one overall pick Caleb Williams will take over for now traded Justin Fields. Perhaps Waldron is a little more conservative with a rookie at quarterback, but projecting more dropbacks for the offense overall is a no-brainer.
Okay. Cool. I'm open to anything if the brief little preview that we got in that one non-game practice game of receivers going down the field.
Yes, vertical. The hope is that there is a vertical pass game.
I also think that depending on the way the run game works, we're so used to outside zone and how that looks, that if there is more ISO, more duo, more power actions, I'm down for it. I have no problem with it for all of the horizontal stuff that we've seen.
And maybe they feel like they have a better pass-catching running back, too. Maybe they can capture some of the stuff that DeAndre Swift was doing with the Lions. It's not to take a shot at Khalil Herbert, but
he's not been a good pass catcher.
And that was the scouting report on him coming out of college, that he wasn't going to be able to help you, even though he's got tremendous wheels, you know, at least in the passing game. So I'm interested. I continue to be interested to see how all of this like works together. And I actually think that the passing numbers will be closer to what Waldron did because they think Williams is a better passer than Fields.
If Williams is healthy, do you think he gets the 4,000 passing yards?
I think 4,000 is a really big number.
I do too. It should. It's not for other teams. And I know this just gets back to the way.
It is for other teams too, but I mean specifically for the Bears, if the number is 34.50 and a half, I think if he goes over that, you're fine. I think if he's anywhere in the territory of 30, somewhere between 3,300 and 3,700 yards.
Remember, there's 17 games now.
I think you're probably good.
There's 17 games now, and we're still talking about these numbers that are like, well, that's no Bears quarterback has ever done that.
I know. I know. I don't want to put, like, I remember when Justin said it last year that I thought it was ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous to think that you're going to throw for 4,000 yards. Caleb hasn't said any of this stuff.
No, but he says he wants to rewrite the history books.
Right. And I think that he will eventually do that, even if he's just okay.
I just hate the way he phrased it. Because rewriting the history books means changing something that already happened. Entering the history books because of your performance, reestablishing the records is different than rewriting history.
Okay.
Because that gets a little scary.
Sure. But I understand what he meant, and so did everyone else.
I understand it. I just don't like the way that we presume, because the idea of rewriting history is terrifying.
Yeah, there are plenty of people who want to rewrite history.
Yes.
That's not what Caleb's talking about, though.
Like talking about how big a crowd MLK had.
Right. He's not doing that.
What is that?
But I think like, 3,300 what? to 3,700 yards. And maybe we need to stop looking at the... I kind of hate when we reduce quarterbacks down to yards. I'm more concerned about the interception rate and his fumble rate. Like, those are the two numbers that I'm looking at for Caleb this season. Not even really touchdown throws. If the offense is moving and you're in a position where DeAndre Swift or Khalil Herbert or Caleb himself are getting rushing touchdowns, I'm happy with it.
So are fantasy owners.
I'm happy with it. What I don't want to see is 17 or more interceptions.
What if those 17 or more interceptions this year guaranteed his improvement down the road? It's sort of like that Peyton sure. Manning thing that I think doesn't really apply anymore. You can't really throw interceptions anymore.
You can't?
No. Not in modern football.
Why not?
You used to be able to. You can throw them in practice. But they just kill you. They ruin you.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the turnover rate with Caleb more than the yardage thing. Like I don't know how we really got to this place of, like, that's a tell-all of a really good quarterback. Because
no, because a lot of guys rack up yards in games they lose. And you get behind, and teams go into a two deep, they go into a shell, and all the free cheese is there all game because they don't care because they're up 18 points, and they're just letting you get up and down the field. So a lot of that, there are a lot of quarterbacks that have racked up huge yardage numbers in bad seasons.
Yeah, like, and maybe not even in a bad season, but Geno Smith had an incredible season in 2022, which is one of those things that should give you some faith in what Shane Waldron is doing. And he threw for 4,300 yards. Would anyone call Geno Smith a top even 15 quarterback?
No.
So you see how, like, we threw for 4,300 yards. And then 2 years later, they're already people talking about replacing him. Now, the crazy part is that the turnover numbers, the interception number, lower from season to season. I care more about that. I also, like, that to me is empty calories sometimes.
I also think it's not going to be in the numbers. We're going to know it when we see it.
I agree.
I think we're going to know it when we see it.
And there is going to be some risk taking that I'm all right with. I know I might be on an island about that, though, Dan. I'm willing to give Caleb the same type of thing that I would give any rookie quarterback and go, the league is difficult. It might take him a while to figure it out.
Yeah, and if he's going to operate at high risk, that's okay. If he's going to be a touchdown to check down guy, it's like when they talk about teaching Andre Agassi to play tennis. Remember what his dad said? Hit it as hard as you can. We'll worry about where it goes later. When he was a little kid. All he wanted to do was to understand it. Forehand, backhand, I don't care if you're hitting it over the fence, out of the court, hit it as hard as you can, and we'll eventually get it under control.
I'm not expecting to be wowed because the history tells us that overall, there'll be individual games or like individual throws that you go, oh my God. But, oh my God, speaking of Geno Smith.
Right.
But I'm trying to look at this to operate in the most fair way to Caleb, taking the entire history of rookie quarterbacking and not just going, well, look at what CJ Stroud did.
And the entire
Caleb better be able to do that.
Just have the entire history of Bears quarterbacking with you too. Is that
Oh my God,
Aaron Donald is hit. Oh my, what?
Oh my God.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Odyssey Station.
He came back. We had him back in there, right? It was individual, and it was some reps, and then he felt it again, you know? So he's dealing with some soft tissue stuff, and so we had to bring him back down and take him out. So, again, we'll start that process over, and we'll see where it goes.
I don't think we've seen Patrick. I'm sorry, do you see this more like a week-to-week deal now instead of day-to-day, or what's kind of the track?
I think it's listed week-to-week. You know, we'll see where it goes, but again, we're always checking it up on them day-to-day.
That's as close as you're going to get to hearing an angry or disappointed Matt Eberflus, which is not something he usually does comfortably in front of a microphone, but his dissatisfaction comes through loud and clear in that answer.
Yeah, they were expecting him to be kind of an anchor of this line.
So now he's not there, and now they're already shifting people around. And Ryan Bates, who was supposed to be competing as a starting center, is now your starting right guard, but he's also injured now. And now you might have undrafted guys who are getting into this rotation for if we're projecting out to real games. Now, it's early. Things could end up being fine, but what matters now is how it affects the development and deployment of a rookie quarterback. So Caleb Williams is going to be out there, and he's going to be protected by a makeshift group. Here's offensive coordinator Shane Waldron beginning to explain how this affects the evaluation process as everybody's moving around in front of Caleb.
As the O-line has some different moving parts right now, as we try out different combinations, work with different things, that I think in the long run will help us for the full season when you get that depth built up right there. And then for Caleb, that allows him to take leadership roles with different guys that are in there, work on his communication with different groups, different centers, different guards that have rotated in, tackles. And so I think all that does is help us as a team build our communication, whether it's player to player, with the quarterback to the O-line, or vice versa with the O-line to the quarterback. And we know that's going to be so important as the season goes, especially when it comes to the protections and the IDN of everything that we do and how we want to attack a defense. So it's been great for us, and it'll be great down the road in the season.
Basically, what you're saying is, regardless if it's the prototypical line with everyone healthy or with moving out, it's both a learning experience for Caleb.
Yeah, I think it helps with his communication, lets him learn different guys, his players that are around him, what the different styles are, and how to communicate with those guys, inevitably in a game, knowing that, hey, there might be different players that play throughout the season.
With that O-line in a little bit of flux, is there any concern playing him behind it in Saturday's game?
I think we got a good depth. I think Simo and Haas have done such a good job of moving those guys around, building that depth. We got frontline players that can play at a starter level. We got guys that are playing with that second group and some of the guys rotating in a third group that can all operate at a high level. And the trust is there. And I think we can operate, as an offense, depending on how we mix and match different guys when we get to that point, talking about tomorrow, what the preseason is going to look like.
We didn't see many big connections today by the offense. I mean, just from my amateur eyes, it didn't look like a good day for the offense. What did you see from the offense today?
Yeah, I saw DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, Travis Homer. I can go through a group of those explosive plays. And so feeling good about those, knowing that, hey, some of the shots down the field, didn't connect on some of those. But the thing we love and shows up in the Hall of Fame game, when you talk about different points in training camp and guys that get the ball in their hand and run after catchability. And to me, those are the things that really come to life as an offense grows in the games, in practice, not getting frustrated if we don't connect on a deep shot, knowing, hey, we've stretched the defense vertically right there, but then we can come back and play efficient football, connect drives together, and then get the ball in our playmakers' hands.
How close is Caleb on those deep? Because we saw all the deep shots, but is he close?
Yeah, I think, and like every one of those that happen, it takes all 11. So, sometimes you can be a little bit cleaner in a protection look. Sometimes we might be a little bit cleaner in a route look. Sometimes it might be the quarterback being a little bit cleaner with his feet. So, you know, every one of those plays are individual when it comes down to, you know, the why of a play not connecting perfectly. And so for us as an offense right now, that's where we're striving to get, you know, all 11 every single time we get to one of those, you know, deeper shot plays and giving us a chance. And then like Caleb did today, Tyson did a great job of it today. If the defense puts a umbrella over the coverage structure right there, finding a check down, finding a completion, and staying efficient.
Okay.
Would you like to know more about Shane Waldron?
Yes.
Sharp Football put out their fantasy preview for Kit for the Bears. Raymond Summerlin is the one who wrote it.
And you know what? Based on everything with PFF melting down, Sharp Football and others are going to find that there's a market vacuum because...
Well, you need to whiteboard that because you're continuing a conversation that we had that we didn't have with the listener.
Yeah, PFF's in trouble. There's a massive brain drain going on at Pro Football Focus, and our people you've heard on this show...
Last week!
Yeah, Munson and Spielberger and all these guys. Everybody's leaving because there is apparently a rift between the management of PFF and the people who actually do the work and know the stuff. And as a publication, it's in trouble.
So keep that in mind. Sharp Football is still out here, though. And this is what they wrote about the Bears. As part of the Sharp Football draft kit, Raymond Summerlin is posting a fantasy football preview for all 32 teams. This preview includes advanced stats, the fantasy football outlook for Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DeAndre Swift, and every other notable Bear, as well as in-depth analysis of the coaching staff, passing game, and rushing attack. Here are some notes from inside of this. Justin Fields faced a pressure rate of 48.8% last season. Tyson Bagent only saw pressure at 33.3% of his dropbacks, a number that would have ranked ninth among NFL teams. DeAndre Swift is coming off a good season overall with the Eagles, but he created fewer big plays than his days with the Lions and was well below his career rates in targets per route and yards per target. Last year, the Bears ranked 31st when targeting running backs in both yards per attempt and success rate. So a return to form for Swift in the passing game would represent a massive improvement. Then he goes through some of the statistics, lists the Bears coaching staff, talks a little bit about Shane Waldron. There were big changes to the offense this offseason, including the addition of Shane Waldron as offensive coordinator. Waldron spent 3 years as the coordinator in Seattle, taking the standard path of Pete Carroll D's OCs during his later years with the Seahawks. Waldron started conservatively with a 48.3 neutral pass rate in 2021, bumped that up to 59.2%, fifth in the league, while helping Geno Smith to his best season in 2022, and then was reined back in by Carroll with a 55.6% rate last season. Given he comes from the Sean McVay coaching tree, expecting him to be in that 55% range for neutral pass rate makes sense, which would be a big departure for the Bears. Over the last 3 years, the Bears ranked second to last with a 46.7% neutral pass rate. The other big change comes at quarterback, where number one overall pick Caleb Williams will take over for now traded Justin Fields. Perhaps Waldron is a little more conservative with a rookie at quarterback, but projecting more dropbacks for the offense overall is a no-brainer.
Okay. Cool. I'm open to anything if the brief little preview that we got in that one non-game practice game of receivers going down the field.
Yes, vertical. The hope is that there is a vertical pass game.
I also think that depending on the way the run game works, we're so used to outside zone and how that looks, that if there is more ISO, more duo, more power actions, I'm down for it. I have no problem with it, with for all of the horizontal stuff that we've seen.
And maybe they feel like they have a better pass catching running back too. Maybe they can capture some of the stuff that DeAndre Swift was doing with the Lions. It's not to take a shot at Khalil Herbert, but...
but he's not been a good pass catcher.
And that was the scouting report on him coming out of college, that he wasn't going to be able to help you, even though he's got tremendous wheels, you know, at least in the passing game. So I'm interested. I continue to be interested to see how all of this like works together. And I actually think that the passing numbers will be closer to what Waldron did, because they think Williams is a better passer than Fields.
If Williams is healthy, do you think he gets the 4,000 passing yards?
I think 4,000 is a really big number.
I do too. It's not for other teams. And I know this just
other teams too, but I mean specifically for the Bears, if the number is 3,450 and a half, I think if he goes over that, you're fine. I think if he's anywhere in the territory of somewhere between 3,300 and 3,700 yards.
Remember, there's 17 games now.
I think you're probably good.
There's 17 games now, and we're still talking about these numbers that are like, well, that's no Bears quarterback has ever done that.
I know. I know. I don't want to put, like, I remember when Justin said it last year that I thought it was ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous to think that you're going to throw for 4,000 yards. Caleb hasn't said any of this stuff.
No, but he says he wants to rewrite the history books.
Right. And I think that he will eventually do that, even if he's just okay.
I just hate the way he phrased it. Because rewriting the history books means changing something that already happened. Entering the history books, because of your performance, reestablishing the records is different than rewriting history.
Okay.
Because that gets a little scary.
Sure. But I understand what he meant, and so did everyone else.
I understand it. I just don't like the way that we presume, because the idea of rewriting history is terrifying.
Yeah, there are plenty of people who want to rewrite history.
Yes.
That's not what Caleb's talking about, though.
Like talking about how big a crowd MLK had.
Right. He's not doing that.
What is that?
But I think like, 3,300 to 3,700 yards. And maybe we need to stop looking at the... I kind of hate when we reduce quarterbacks down to yards. I'm more concerned about the interception rate and his fumble rate. Like, those are the two numbers that I'm looking at for Caleb this season. Not even really touchdown throws. If the offense is moving and you're in a position where DeAndre Swift or Khalil Herbert or Caleb himself are getting rushing touchdowns, I'm happy with it.
So are fantasy owners.
I'm happy with it. What I don't want to see is 17 or more interceptions.
What if those 17 or more interceptions this year guaranteed his improvement down the road? It's sort of like that Peyton Manning thing that I think doesn't really apply anymore. You can't really throw interceptions anymore.
You can't?
No. Not in modern football.
Why not? You
used to be able to. You can throw them in practice, but they just kill you. They ruin you.
Yeah, so... yeah, I'm looking at the turnover rate with Caleb more than the yardage thing. Like I don't know how we really got to this place of like that's a tell-all of a really good quarterback. Because
no, because a lot of guys rack up yards in games they lose. And you get behind and teams go into it too deep. They go into a shell and all that free cheese is there all game because they don't care because they're up 18 points and they're just letting you get up and down the field. So there are a lot of quarterbacks that have racked up huge yardage numbers in bad seasons.
Yeah, like, and maybe not even in a bad season, but Geno Smith had an incredible season in 2022, which is one of those things that should give you some faith in what Shane Waldron is doing. And he threw for 4,300 yards. Would anyone call Geno Smith a top even 15 quarterback?
No.
So you see how, like, we threw for 4,300 yards. And then 2 years later, there are already people talking about replacing him. Now the crazy part is that the turnover numbers, the interception number, lower from season to season. I care more about that. That to me is empty calories sometimes.
I also think it's not going to be in the numbers. We're going to know it when we see it.
I agree.
I think we're going to know it when we see it.
And there is going to be some risk taking that I'm all right with. I know I might be on an island about that, though, Dan. I'm willing to give Caleb the same type of thing that I would give any rookie quarterback and go, the league is difficult. It might take him a while to figure it out.
Yeah, and if he's going to operate at high risk, that's okay. If he's going to be a touchdown to check down guy, it's like when they talk about teaching Andre Agassi to play tennis. Remember what his dad said? Hit it as hard as you can. We'll worry about where it goes later. When he was a little kid, all he wanted to do was to understand it. Forehand, backhand. I don't care if you're hitting it over the fence, out of the court. Hit it as hard as you can, and eventually we'll get it under control.
I'm not expecting to be wowed because the history tells us that overall, there'll be individual games or like individual throws that you go, oh my God. But, oh my God, speaking of Geno Smith.
Right.
But I'm trying to look at this to operate in the most fair way to Caleb, taking the entire history of rookie quarterbacking and not just going, well, look at what CJ Stroud did.
And the entire
Caleb better just, be able to do that.
Just have the entire history of Bears quarterbacking with you too. Is that
Oh my God,
Aaron Donald is hitting. Oh my God.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.